Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Now, to talk Nashville Predators, Glenn Gleno.
Paul's not here this week, but it doesn't matter. We'll still take advantage of Glenn Gleno when we have the opportunity.
It's probably going to be a better visit with Glenn Gleno without Paul here.
Yeah. Although John Glennon probably thought he wouldn't have to address the Glenn Gleno opines mess up without Paul here. But turns out, John, the Midday 180 is, in fact, the Midday 180. How are you, man?
I'm well. How are you?
Great. Hey, I'm going. I'll be in attendance tonight for the Preds Maple Leafs game. You will be there as well, starting at 5:30 with copies of your new book. And I know you're excited to greet some fans prior to face-off.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're doing a signing in the pro shop at Bridgestone Arena, or the team store, whatever you want to term it. So yeah, I'll be there starting to sign at about 5:30. When I left Bridgestone earlier today, the throngs were already gathering. Streets had been blocked off.
Oh, yes.
To prepare for this. So it should be quite a spectacle. But yeah, the book is, of course, 100 Things Predators Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. It's been out in November. And so come on over. I'd be happy to sign if you want to bring your book, if you already have one, or buy one there. Either one is great.
So we were discussing this earlier, John, about Pekka Rinne moving forward and UC Soros as this team prepares for the playoffs. Is there a scenario where they just decide Soros is the better option in playoff games, or is this just clearly Pekka Rinne's team and he's going to be in net for playoff games?
I think right now I'm still of the opinion that the latter is the strategy right now. I think the Predators' last home game, back when it was kind of one game for Soros, one game for Rinne, I asked Peter Laviolette and said, do you guys have a strategy going down the stretch, how you want to work this in terms of starts as the playoffs get near? And he said, yeah, we're gonna wait it. We're gonna have both guys play, but we're gonna wait it towards Pekka Rinne. So I think that at this point, unless we see a big drop in Rinne's game, I still think it's Pekka's team come playoff time. And it's an interesting dilemma, though, to be sure, because, Pekka has faltered a little bit here in the second half of the season. UC, for the most part, has been very, very sharp. And I think now more than ever before, especially after what we saw last year in the playoffs where Pekka struggled, I think that question is being asked quite a bit, that's for sure.
And, I mean, we've seen just last year where you start the backup and then turn over back to the starter and go win a cup. I mean, it's not unprecedented. And I also wondered, John, and we were discussing this earlier, what level of play it would take for them to actually make that decision if they feel the way you feel right now.
Yeah, and I think, we talked about this a good bit in the media that are around the Preds, on a regular basis. The fact that there is probably a shorter leash on Pekka Rinne this year. For instance, in the Winnipeg series last year, we saw him get pulled three times as the starting goalie. I don't think that would be an opportunity this year. I think it's more a question, more a case of, if he gets pulled early for one game, maybe the next game, UC Soros is a starter at that point. And we've seen that work, for other teams going against the Preds in years past. I can remember back in one of the Detroit series when the Red Wings ended up pulling Dominic Hasek after a shaky, few minutes, actually, and putting in Chris Osgood at that point. And then Chris Osgood kind of led them to the playoff series victory. And certainly Chicago has switched goalies a time or two in series against the playoffs as well. And it has worked. So, You know, everybody knows, we all know that this is going to be used to start his team at some point. It's just a matter of when. But, yeah, I think at this point it's still Pekka's, but not going to take much for him to turn to the youngster.
Final thing for you. Is Austin Watson going to play soon?
I don't think it will be soon, if I had to guess. I think he will be back in the lineup, but, you know, I think there's certainly some conditioning to be done, probably, you know, just getting the rust out. So I don't think it'll be, you know, say this week or the next, but my guess is, you know, they would want him primed and ready to go maybe for the last few games and for the playoffs.
John, thank you for the quick visit, the quick preview, and I'll try to make it through the long line that's going to be down Fifth Avenue, no doubt, trying to get to the book signing.
They've already started. I can only, you know, I can only sympathize with you as you try, but please.
Yep.
I'll be looking for you.
It's
there.
Like Kentucky in an SEC tournament down there. On
I'm gonna
Broadway
have to
right
I have to get a lime down there because the Ubers don't drop off that close because of the blocks going around the city. That's right.
Exactly. Yes. Once again, it's 5:30 in the pro shop. I'll be signing there if Jonathan can battle through. Yep. Hope to see him there and all the rest of you folks as well.
Same. See you tonight.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
John Glennon has been our guest from The Athletic.
It's very convenient for you. You can go see John and get something besides what you're wearing right now.
Reed really wants me to change, Chad. Should I change before walking into Bridgestone Arena? Do I look like I'm from Toronto wearing this?
I think it's something about, yeah, you look a little Canadian.
If that had a logo on it, they would think that you were going to be
imagine this
coach.
Dasani bottle is Labatt Blue. Go ahead.
Yes. you look a little bit like you also enjoy Molson, for sure, and maple syrup. Don't change, though. Don't change.
I won't change, I promise. Fun show today. We're back at it tomorrow. Greg Cosell on the show tomorrow. Doug Matthews, man, also with us, and much more.
It's time to tee it up for Team Hutton 104.5. Olympian Construction presents the inaugural Midday Masters at Topgolf. Thursday, April 4th, teams of six will compete for top prizes, with best overall golfer taking home the Midday Masters green jacket. All proceeds benefit the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Tennessee. To register your team, visit Hutton1045.com. It's the Midday Masters, presented by Olympian Construction. Thursday, April 4th at Topgolf.